Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, September 9th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Stonegate Capital Partners initiates coverage on OS Therapies, Inc., OSTX. Stonegate Capital Partners has initiated coverage on OS Therapies, Inc., OSTX. OS Therapies achieved significant milestones in 2Q25, moving closer to bringing OST-HER2 to patients with recurrent fully resected pulmonary metastatic osteosarcoma. The FDA confirmed OST-HER2 as a regenerative medicine advanced therapy and issued a BLA number for accelerated approval submission. Phase 2B trial results showed a statistically significant improvement in 12-month event-free survival with positive interim 2-year overall survival data. A U.S. commercial partnership with Eversana positions OS Therapies for a potential launch in the first half of 2026. The company's pipeline includes Ayala's Listeria immunotherapy platform and OS Animal Health for canine osteosarcoma. Financially, OS Therapies reported a net loss of $4.5 in 2Q25, with cash at $2.8 and financing extending runway into 2027. Valuation ranges from 79 to 90.94 cents, with a midpoint of 8.29, based on a discounted cash flow model. Arrive AI launches $10 million stock buyback program. Arrive AI, listed on NASDAQ as ARI, has announced a $10 million stock buyback program authorized by its board of directors until March 31, 2026. The board believes the current share price offers a good investment opportunity, considering Arrive AI's long-term prospects. Repurchases may occur through various methods, subject to market conditions. CEO Dan O'Toole stated that the company is undervalued, and this program allows flexibility for opportunistic moves. Arrive AI's autonomous last-mile platform facilitates secure and efficient deliveries using AI-powered Arrive points. The company aims to enhance last-mile delivery experiences by integrating with smart home devices. Forward-looking statements caution that actual results may differ due to various factors, and the company may update its share repurchase program as needed.
Rock breaks. Nicola Mining Inc. in a MFCHQBHUQBIF reports $2.3 million in August gold sales through Talisker Partnership. Nicola Mining Inc. reported $2.3 million in August gold sales through its partnership with Talisker Resources Limited. The company sold 707 ounces of gold, following production gains from upgrades including automation and a large concentrator. CEO Peter S. Big highlighted Nicola's position as a producer benefiting from gold and silver prices while advancing work at the Treasure Mountain Silver Project. Nicola Mining owns a mill and tailings facility in British Columbia, with agreements for high-grade gold projects. The company also owns the New Craigmont Copper Property and the Treasure Mountain Property. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks is a specialized communications platform providing insights into the mining industry, offering access to a network of wire solutions, editorial syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Gilat secures $66 million in private placement from institutional and accredited investors. Gilat Satellite Networks Limited announced a private placement of ordinary shares, securing $66 million from Israeli institutional and accredited investors. The company will issue 758,820 ordinary shares at $9.35 per share, representing an 11% stake after the sale. The transaction is expected to close in September 2025, with net proceeds of approximately $65 million to be used for general corporate purposes. The private placement is limited to Israel and not available to U.S. persons under Regulation S. Forward-looking statements caution potential risks, including geopolitical tensions. Gilat is a global leader in satellite-based broadband communications, providing innovative solutions for commercial and defense applications. For more information, visit gilat.com.
SC Codeworks Amy Dean named Rising Star in 2025 Women in Supply Chain Awards. Amy Dean, Vice President of Operations at SC Codeworks, has been named a Rising Star in the 2025 Women in Supply Chain Awards. Her leadership at SC Codeworks has advanced smarter supply chains and opened doors for women in logistics. Dean's work in helping warehouses and 3PLs use technology to improve performance supports the industry and paves the way for future female leaders. SC Codeworks is known for its customizable software and responsive support, providing operational efficiency and long-term client partnerships. Dean oversees operations, strategic planning, and customer engagement, ensuring clients benefit from the company's flexible warehouse management system. The Women in Supply Chain winners will be recognized at the upcoming forum in November. To learn more about how SC Codeworks is helping warehouses and 3PLs build smarter supply chains, visit sccodeworks.com.
ICE raids. Hyundai's U.S. battery plant arrests hundreds of workers. Immigration and Customs Enforcement raided a Hyundai battery production facility in Georgia, detaining 475 workers, most of whom were South Korean citizens on short-term visitor visas not meant for employment. This has sparked debate in the U.S. and South Korea. The race to commercialize better batteries for EVs has intensified, impacting Hyundai's plans. Other battery makers like QuantumScape Corp. are also working on new battery chemistries. Billion Dollar Club is a communications platform focusing on top companies, offering access to various solutions for reaching target markets and enhancing brand awareness.
Amazon to power its New Zealand data centers with renewable energy. Amazon has announced a $4.4 billion investment to power its New Zealand data centers with renewable energy. The project will feature computing facilities powered entirely by wind generation. This move aligns with the global trend towards renewable energy. Powerbank Corporation, N, stands to benefit from these advancements. Green Energy Stocks, a platform focusing on companies shaping the green economy, provides access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com. Pathwork raises $3.5 million, led by Costanoa. Pathwork, an autonomous distribution platform modernizing the $160 billion life and health insurance market, has raised a $3.5 million seed round led by Costanoa. The funding will help accelerate adoption among brokers and carriers nationwide. Pathwork turns complex, manual workflows into intelligent systems, helping brokers and carriers move faster, quote more accurately, reduce costly back and forth, and deliver a better customer experience. The company's product suite includes Case Underwriter, Knowledge Assistant, and Pre-App Manager, all aimed at streamlining the underwriting process. Since launching in 2024, Pathwork has supported over 50 brokerages and analyzed more than 10,000 client cases. To learn more, visit Pathwork's website.
Neuralbase commences development of proprietary blockchain for enterprise information distribution and payments. Neuralbase AI Ltd., known as BMP AI, has started developing its own blockchain infrastructure to combine artificial intelligence and blockchain for secure, transparent, and efficient enterprise solutions. The project will focus on secure information distribution and later introduce a stablecoin-powered payment system. CEO Vignesh Dobal highlighted the potential for organizations to have secure, seamless, and automated information flow and internal payments within their own ledger system. This initiative positions Neuralbase AI at the forefront of integrating AI insights and blockchain systems, aiming to enhance trust, efficiency, and growth for businesses globally. The company is also in the process of changing its name to BMP AI Technologies Limited. Easy Environmental Solutions takes step forward in fight against hunger issues across Africa as it receives initial down payment for its solution. Easy Environmental Solutions, Inc. has received a deposit from an African client to deploy its EasyFen modular microbe fertilizer system in Africa, marking a significant step in the fight against hunger on the continent. This deposit, the first of two ordered, amounts to $1.7 million and will generate annual recurring revenue of about $19 million per unit sold at full capacity. The EasyFen system converts local waste into TerraPlenish, an organic microbial fertilizer addressing soil productivity issues. With the potential to fertilize over 1 million acres of farmland, one EasyFen unit can feed over 16 million people, offering a sustainable solution to food insecurity in Africa. The system's ability to reduce costs by two-thirds, require 20% less water, and improve soil health naturally makes it a promising tool in combating hunger and promoting self-sufficiency in African communities.
Integrated Cyber Solutions initiates patent process for quantum-resilient AI deployment and data securitization technology. Integrated Cyber Solutions, Inc. has initiated the patent process for quantum-resilient AI deployment and data securitization technology. The company has engaged Intellectual Property Counsel to pursue a patent application covering security methods focused on ML-AI deployment pipelines and data securitization, including quantum-resilient capabilities. This strategic move positions the innovation as the core technology underpinning its platform, enabling a unified, scalable, and resilient approach to protecting ML-AI models and enterprise data. The patent will focus on secure, global deployments of ML-AI models, data securitization techniques, model visibility monitoring, zero-trust protections, and audit-ready transparency. By formalizing its intellectual property protection strategy, Integrated Cyber Solutions is strengthening its platform's defensibility and enhancing customer adoption and shareholder value.
Avant Capital originates $10.35 million bridge loan on industrial flex facility in Morrisville, North Carolina. Avant Capital has originated a $10.35 million bridge loan on a 70,481-square-foot industrial flex property in Morrisville, North Carolina. The property, located at 3200 Gateway Center Boulevard, was originally a call center built in 1998. The loan will be used for acquisition, renovation, and repositioning into small industrial suites under the Portal Warehousing brand. Avant's managing principal, Adam Lusterborgs, highlighted their ability to provide flexible capital solutions to experienced sponsors like Capstone Equities. Avant is targeting similar projects nationwide in 2025, focusing on high-growth markets such as Texas, Florida, and Georgia. For more information on Avant Capital, visit their website. Blue Lagoon Resources nears MBBR commissioning, adds key team members as Dome Mountain moves toward production. Blue Lagoon Resources is nearing final commissioning of its moving bed biofilm reactor, MBBR, water treatment system at the Dome Mountain Gold Project. Once activated in the next 7 to 10 days, blasting can commence. Underground preparation work is underway, including establishing emergency exit points, bolt testing, ventilation system setup, and more. The company has added two key team members, Michael Kendall as underground mine supervisor and Dr. Francis Salifu as environmental manager. These hires strengthen operational readiness and commitment to safety and environmental compliance. Blue Lagoon Resources aims to start gold production in Q3 2025 at the Dome Mountain Gold Mine, focusing on becoming a cash-flowing mining company.
MadSci announces $10 million oversubscribed seed financing. Madison Scientific, a private medtech company, announced an oversubscribed seed financing round totaling $10 million to accelerate development of the Smart Shunt Hydrocephalus Management System. The increased target proceeds of $3 million accommodate overwhelming investor support. The round was co-led by Wharf Ventures and saw additional investments from institutional investors and strategic backers like MHub Ventures, Heinz Ventures, and others. MadSci's CEO, Tyler Wonky, expressed gratitude for the investor confidence in their technology and strategy. The funding will be used to advance product development, expand preclinical experience, and grow the team. The Smart Shunt system aims to revolutionize hydrocephalus management by integrating diagnostic and therapeutic functions. This innovation comes at a crucial time, as hydrocephalus affects over 1 million individuals in the U.S., and current treatment options face high failure rates and diagnostic uncertainty. Global Tax Network, GTN, named one of the 2025 best places to work for women. Global Tax Network, GTN, a leading global mobility tax services firm, has been named one of the 2025 best places to work for women by Best Companies Group. This award recognizes organizations that elevate and support women in the workplace. GTN's president, Eric Loff, expressed deep honor for this recognition, highlighting the company's commitment to supporting women in their careers. HR manager Katie Koberman emphasized GTN's intentional efforts to empower women to grow and succeed. The Best Places to Work for Women honor was determined through a comprehensive survey and analysis focusing on women's experiences in the workplace. Renaissance Bioscience receives Government of Canada funding to target destructive canola flea beetle crop pests. Renaissance Bioscience Corp has secured funding from the Government of Canada to develop an RNA interference biocontrol technology to protect canola crops from destructive flea beetles. The $1.65 million project, titled Eco-Friendly Precision Innovation RNAi Encapsidation for Flea Beetle Control, will receive $830,000 over 3 years. Canola is a vital global crop, with Canada being a leading producer. The innovative RNAi technology targets specific genes in pests, providing a sustainable alternative to chemical pesticides. Once approved, this Canadian-made solution will benefit farmers worldwide, supporting eco-friendly agriculture and economic growth. Renaissance Bioscience Corp., based in Vancouver, is a leading yeast bioengineering company focused on developing functional microorganisms for various industries.
Intermountain Cable partners with Incognito Software Systems to enhance broadband service delivery. Incognito Software Systems has partnered with Intermountain Cable to enhance broadband service delivery. Intermountain Cable, a provider of data, video, and voice services in the U.S., selected Incognito's Broadband Command Center to streamline service delivery. This partnership aims to improve operational efficiency, lower costs, and offer reliable broadband experiences to customers. With a focus on top-tier services, Intermountain Cable chose Incognito for its industry expertise and flexible provisioning platform. The implementation of BCC was completed in just 4 months, showcasing its agility. Incognito's Broadband Command Center is recognized for its reliability and scalability, supporting the latest provisioning standards like DOCSIS 4.0. Incognito looks forward to contributing to Intermountain Cable's success in the competitive market.
South Florida health and wellness innovator Arctic Collagen joins Emmys Week in LA this September. Arctic Collagen, the collagen supplement, blending 8,000 milligrams of hydrolyzed marine collagen, lean protein, hyaluronic acid, and vitamin C, will be featured in celebrity swag bags at Emmys Week in LA. President Jasmine Winkvist expressed excitement for the event, highlighting Arctic Collagen's benefits for skin, hair, joints, and bones. The supplement, sourced sustainably from European whitefish, cod, and salmon, supports natural collagen levels. Collagen supplements have gained popularity for skin health and anti-aging benefits. Arctic Collagen is available for purchase on multiple platforms and retails for $47.99 for a pack of 14 sachets. For more information, visit Arctic Collagen's social media channels.
Punyam Academy launches ISO IEC 17065 Lead Implementer Training Course. Punyam Academy PVE Limited has launched a new ISO IEC 17065 2012 Lead Implementer Training e-learning course. This program aims to equip professionals with a deep understanding of ISO IEC 765 requirements and the certification process. Participants will learn about quality management systems, documentation needs, risk management, and auditing principles within the ISO 17065 framework. The self-paced course includes interactive presentations, practical exercises, and real-world examples. Upon completion, participants receive a Lead Implementer Training Certificate. The training covers documentation, audits, corrective actions, and provides templates for product certification bodies. By completing this course, individuals will be prepared to implement accreditation systems within certification bodies and enhance quality management systems. For more information and enrollment, visit Punyam Academy's website. The Atelier Behind the Piece, A Day in Baenzo's Seoul Workshop. Baenzo Jewelry, based in Seoul, Korea, is dedicated to restoring the artistry of jewelry making with a focus on handcrafted platinum pieces. Each pendant, ring, or chain is inspired by personal stories and meticulously crafted by seasoned artisans. The process of creating a men's pendant involves design consultation, sketching, and shaping platinum into a wearable masterpiece. In the Seoul Workshop, artisans blend tradition and innovation, working with ethically sourced materials and upholding heritage craftsmanship. Handcrafted jewelry from Baenzo embodies sophistication, individuality, and trust, offering a legacy of elegance and strength. Choose Baenzo for provenance, craftsmanship, and artistry in every piece.
Sunprint Solutions achieves SOC 2 Type 2 certification, elevating standards for secure healthcare communications. Sunprint Solutions, a leader in print and direct mail services, has achieved SOC 2 Type 2 certification, demonstrating its commitment to data security and compliance, especially in healthcare. This certification affirms their ability to manage sensitive data with integrity. The rigorous audit process verified their adherence to strict criteria across security, availability, processing integrity, confidentiality, and privacy. Sunprint certification ensures clients in highly regulated industries can trust their services. As organizations increase personalization efforts, the risk exposure grows, making this certification timely. Sunprint Solutions continues to invest in data security and operational excellence to meet evolving regulations and client expectations, ensuring data is handled with care and integrity. Learn more about their certification on their website. Computer Resources of America named to the 2025 Inc. 5000 list of fastest-growing private companies in America. Computer Resources of America, a leading provider of innovative IT solutions and managed services, has been named to the 2025 Inc. 5000 list of fastest-growing private companies in America. This recognition highlights CRA's sustained growth, adaptability, and strong leadership over the past three decades. The company's inclusion in the Inc. 5000 is a testament to its commitment to delivering cutting-edge technology solutions and unparalleled customer service. CRA has also received multiple prestigious industry recognitions, solidifying its position as a top performer in the global market. To learn more about CRA and its services, visit www.cultcra.com.
Boca West Country Club dedicates its 15th Habitat for Humanity home. Boca West Country Club dedicated its 15th Habitat for Humanity home in South Bay, with the Kiana Ramsey family cutting the ribbon. Kiana, a single mother of two, is taking a step towards changing her family's future by becoming a teacher. The club was a major sponsor, providing funds and volunteer hours. Kiana plans to give back to her community and help others in need. The home, located at 460121 NW 10th Ave, South Bay, is the 15th local Habitat for Humanity home sponsored by Boca West Country Club. President Matthew Linderman expressed pride in investing in programs that change lives. For more information about Habitat for Humanity South Palm Beach, visit habitsouthpalmbeach.org. Boca West Country Club offers a luxury lifestyle with golf courses, tennis facilities, pools, spa, and restaurants. It has received numerous awards and recognitions for its outstanding amenities and service.
Inc. 5000 names Maryland's fastest-growing companies in 2025. A total of 125 Maryland businesses have been named among the fastest-growing companies in the country, according to the latest Inc. 5000 rankings. Maryland's 125 companies had a median growth rate of 148% from 2021 to 2024, with an overall average of nearly 400%. Montgomery County leads the state's rankings with the most businesses on the list, followed by Prince George's and Howard counties. Shaberton Energy, a Rockville company, ranked highest at number 53. Maryland Commerce Secretary Harry Coker Jr. congratulated the companies for their dedication. Some of the top fastest-growing companies in Maryland for 2025 include Shaberton Energy, Consi, Just Ice Tea, DCM Insights, J29, Trail Grid Pro, Calabar Corporation, Helix Healthcare, Diaconia, and Thomas Park. MBK Rental Living enters Colorado with luxury apartment communities in Denver and Colorado Springs. MBK Rental Living, a lifestyle developer of luxury apartment communities, has expanded into Colorado with the opening of two new projects. Alex and Peña Station in Northeast Denver features 578 units and a variety of amenities, while the Avenue in Colorado Springs offers 284 units with stunning mountain views. Both communities aim to enrich residents' lives and provide significant returns for partners and investors. With plans for future projects in Colorado and the Western U.S., MBK Rental Living continues to focus on creating value for its stakeholders. For leasing inquiries, visit the community websites or learn more about MBK Rental Living at their website.
ECARX, ECX US, secures over $1 billion in global contract wins in Q2, eyes H2 growth and EBITDA breakeven. ECARX Holdings, Inc., a global mobility technology provider, secured over $1 billion in global contract wins in Q2, positioning itself for growth in the second half of the year. Despite a 10% decrease in total revenue, the company achieved key technological advancements and expanded internationally, securing contract wins exceeding $1 billion. ECARX also showcased its AI-driven intelligent cockpit and driving solutions at the 2025 World Artificial Intelligence Conference, deepening relationships with existing customers and attracting new ones. The company's technology prowess was recognized with the Technical Development and Innovation Award at Volkswagen Brazil's The One Conference. With certifications in place and a new global headquarters in Singapore, ECARX is accelerating its global strategy and strengthening its competitive positioning in the automotive industry.
Aptly launches guided home equity calculator to help credit unions capture high-value lending opportunities. Aptly, a provider of AI-powered financial calculators, has launched its guided home equity calculator to assist credit unions in seizing high-value lending opportunities. This new tool integrates real-time property valuations and offers step-by-step guidance through the home equity line of credit evaluation process. Members input their address to receive current estimated home values and potential line of credit amounts based on their mortgage balance and desired draw. The calculator eliminates guesswork by providing personalized answers instantly, boosting member confidence. It also explains introductory rates versus variable rates and allows for interactive adjustments on both desktop and mobile devices. Credit unions can gather valuable lead information without requiring personal details until members choose to proceed, enabling targeted marketing strategies for high-value lending products. The calculator is easy to embed and customize, reflecting each credit union's rates, terms, and brand guidelines. For more information about Aptly and its financial calculators, visit hiaptly.com.
Powerbank's N 5.7 milliwatt North Main Street project clears interconnection study. Powerbank Corporation's 5.7 milliwatt North Main Street solar project in upstate New York has cleared a major technical milestone with the completion of its coordinated electric system interconnection review. The project is expected to qualify under the state's VDER compensation mechanism, providing energy equivalent to 670 homes. With more than 100 megawatts of projects built and a development pipeline exceeding 1 gigawatt, Powerbank is a premier developer and owner of renewable and clean energy projects. New York's target of 6 gigawatts of solar capacity by 2025, under its Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, makes it a central market for Powerbank's initiatives.
Otovo USA launches with $4-plus million in funding. Clean energy innovator William J. John Berger has launched Otovo USA, a new U.S. home energy service company that raised over $4 million in funding, led by EIC Rose Rock. Otovo USA offers a customer-first home power solution that combines retail, service, and trading into one integrated offering for homeowners. Partnering with European leader Otovo, the company's services include solar systems, batteries, standby generators, EV chargers, and more. The company's AI-based platform, Endurance, optimizes power assets for homeowners, ensuring reliable, cost-effective, and clean energy. Otovo USA is set to expand across America, providing exceptional service and value at a lower cost in the residential solar and home power services industry.
Inflection to go public through merger with Churchill Capital Corp. X. Inflection, a global leader in neutral atom-based quantum technology, is set to go public through a merger with Churchill Capital Corp. X. The aim is to accelerate Inflection's mission to commercialize quantum products that provide orders of magnitude improvement in computing and precision sensing applications. The combined company will operate as Inflection and be listed on a leading North American exchange under the ticker INFQ. Inflection designs, builds, and sells quantum computers, precision sensors, and software to governments, enterprises, and research institutions. With a strong commercial portfolio and a clear leadership in solutions, Inflection is poised to build a category-defining public company. The business combination values Inflection at a pre-money equity value of $1.8 billion, providing an attractive entry point for Churchill X shareholders and new investors, with over $540 million of gross proceeds expected to strengthen Inflection's technology and product roadmap.
Seji Media Corp., NASDAQ, champions motorsport diversity with Racing Women Training Camp. SEG Media Corp., champions motorsport diversity with the successful inaugural Racing Women Training Camp. Partnering with Racing Women LLC, the camp brought together women from around the world for training and development at iconic racing venues in England. The program included technical training, competitive racing, and motivational workshops to empower aspiring female drivers. The camp culminated at Donington Park, providing participants with high-speed racing experiences. This initiative aligns with SEG Media's broader strategy to leverage sports and entertainment platforms for sustainable shareholder value. By championing diversity in motorsport, SEG Media is not only creating opportunities for athletes, but also contributing to social conversations about representation and opportunity in sports. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Ltd. Product Development Update. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Ltd., a leading developer of autonomous, high-capacity mobile communications platforms, has announced a major advancement in payload elevation and network reliability with the release of its NX20 and NX24 models. These models are designed to support critical operations across defense, border security surveillance, and mining. The NX20 can lift up to 100 kilograms of payload equipment to a height of 20 meters, with an optional extension reaching 24 meters, expanding the system's transmission range. The NX20 can transmit to a network node up to 18.0 kilometers away on flat terrain, enhancing communication effectiveness in challenging environments. SciTech's engineering team has made key advancements, including increasing load capacity while maintaining core mechanical principles and integrating support for V2L fixed-wing surveillance drones. These innovations demonstrate SciTech's commitment to providing next-generation solutions for mission-critical communications.
Solar REIT secures $200 million from SLC Management to expand solar and battery financing. Solar REIT, a leading solar and battery storage real estate investment company, has secured a $200 million debt facility from SLC Management, a business of Sun Life Financial Inc. The capital will support SolarREIT's land financing solutions for solar and battery energy storage system developers nationwide. This partnership reflects institutional confidence in SolarREIT's business model, providing scalable access to low-cost capital. The facility is structured to meet growing developer demand in the face of rising capital requirements and evolving federal policies. Since its founding in 2020, SolarREIT has financed over $3 billion in solar and energy storage projects across the U.S., with more than $125 million in BEST transactions closed last year.
IPC appoints Vimal Vel as Chief Product Officer. IPC, a global leader in trading communications technology and financial market connectivity, has appointed Vimal Vel as Chief Product Officer. Vimal, known for his visionary product and technology leadership, will drive the next wave of product innovation at IPC. CEO Kurt Adams praised Vimal's track record in delivering market-leading products and assembling high-performing product teams. Vimal's mandate is to revolutionize integrated trading communications by leveraging advanced cloud technology, AI-driven workflows, and seamless multimodal connectivity. His goal is to create a unified global trading experience. Vimal, who previously served as Chief Product Officer at Morningstar, brings a wealth of experience in financial services and product strategy. With a background in electrical engineering and an MBA, he is well equipped to lead IPC into a new era of growth and innovation.
Aero Group forms joint venture with Nord Drone Group to advance drone technology for U.S. and NATO allies. Aero Group Holdings Inc. has formed a strategic joint venture with Nord Drone LLC to accelerate the deployment of combat-proven unmanned aerial systems to the United States, Ukraine, and other NATO member countries. Aero will provide manufacturing oversight, R&D resources, government procurement leadership, and strategic support, while Nord Drone will contribute proprietary drone technologies, production facilities, and coordination with defense ministries. This partnership aims to integrate Nord Drone's battlefield-proven drone systems into Aero's platform, expanding its reach across a wider spectrum of drone platforms for diverse mission profiles. Nord Drone produces a variety of drones, including strike units, loitering munitions, and bombers, with models like the Nord 10 and Nord 15 offering advanced capabilities. The joint venture is intended to serve urgent operational needs and modernization initiatives for defense markets, including the United States, Ukraine, and NATO member countries. Nutriband Inc. NASDAQ CEO showcases Aversa to abuse deterrent transdermal technology at Emerging Growth Conference. Nutriband Inc. CEO showcased the Aversa abuse deterrent transdermal technology at the Emerging Growth Conference. The company's innovation focuses on the AversaCum platform, a proprietary technology aimed at preventing drug misuse and abuse. Aversa fentanyl is anticipated to reach $200 million in annual sales post-FDA approval, with potential exceeding $800 million. Nutriband aims to address the urgent need for safer drug delivery methods amidst the opioid crisis. Founder Sergey Melnick highlighted the company's growth trajectory since its establishment in 2016, with a unique revenue-generating structure. For more information on NTRB, visit the company's newsroom. BioMedWire provides specialized communications in the biotechnology and life sciences sectors, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions for targeted outreach and enhanced press release distribution. InDrive begins super app rollout with grocery delivery, expanding fair daily services across frontier markets. InDrive, the world's second most downloaded ride-hailing app since 2022, has announced the rollout of its super app, starting in Kazakhstan. With over 41 million deliveries completed globally in 2024 and over 14 million in Q2 2025, InDrive is expanding into multiple verticals beyond mobility. The company's capital-efficient model has led to EBITDA profitability and double-digit growth. Designed for frontier markets, InDrive's super app offers grocery delivery with more than 5,000 products available for delivery in as little as 15 minutes. The modular super app adapts to each market's needs, with plans to roll out across key frontier economies like Brazil, Mexico, and Egypt. Andre Smit, Chief Growth Businesses Officer at InDrive, emphasizes the importance of introducing services tailored to each city while upholding principles of fairness, transparency, and choice. Protospace Emifig unveils Protospace Designer, game-changing software for aerospace engineers. Protospace Emifig has unveiled Protospace Designer, a game-changing online software tool for aerospace engineers. This breakthrough tool allows engineers to design and order custom machined parts with unprecedented speed and simplicity. By embedding manufacturability constraints into the design environment, Protospace Designer eliminates traditional barriers between design and production. Engineers can design parts with built-in manufacturability checks, get instant price quotes, place orders online seamlessly, and receive finished parts in as little as 2 to 3 days. This software accelerates technology development cycles, reduces downtime, and minimizes costly redesigns, providing engineers with the confidence that their parts are production-ready. Protospace Designer is available worldwide at protospacedesigner.com and manufactured at Protospace MFG's facilities in Nova Scotia, Canada, and North Carolina, USA.
Investor News Breaks, Brera Holdings PLC, Nat Stadium to host inaugural Serie A Women's Cup Final Four. Brera Holdings announced that the Romeo Menti Stadium, home to its majority-owned Serie B club Juve Stabia, will host the first-ever Serie A Women's Cup Final Four in Castellammare di Stabia. The semifinals will be played on September 23rd and 24th, with the final set for September 27th, broadcast live on Rai 2, Sky Sport, Rai Play, and Now. Juve Stabia saw a significant market value increase in Italy's Serie B, up 245% to $32 million, according to Transfermarkt and Social Media Soccer.
Easy Environmental Solutions hits key expansion milestone, gears up to ship first EasyFen to Kenya after receiving full down payment. Easy Environmental Solutions Inc. hits a key expansion milestone by receiving the full down payment for the first EasyFen waste-to-liquid microbial fertilizer unit in Africa. The unit is set to be shipped to Kenya in the next 90 to 120 days, marking the company's Kenya launch and potentially addressing food insecurity and soil degradation in the region. The EasyFen system is not only sustainable, but also profitable and scalable, generating approximately $19 million in recurring annual revenue at full capacity. With 80% of Kenya's land area arid or semi-arid, the country faces challenges in growing nutritious foods. Easy Environmental Solutions, EasyFen Modular Microbe Fertilizer System, aims to combat famine by converting waste into organic microbial fertilizer, restoring soil health, increasing yields, and supporting sustainable farming practices. The company plans to deploy EasyFen units across Africa to make a significant impact on the continent's hunger crisis.
Ace Green Recycling lands strategic supply deal for flagship Texas project. Ace Green Recycling Inc. has secured a multi-year master used lead acid battery supply agreement with Gold Star Metals LLC, ensuring a minimum of 30,000 metric tons of ULAB annually. This deal allows for scaling up to 100,000 tons per year as ACE expands operations at its Texas facility, set to begin in 2026. The ULAB will be sourced from multiple states, providing a reliable feedstock for ACE's clean recycling technology. This partnership underscores a commitment to a zero-emissions future in the recycling industry. ACE Green Recycling focuses on sustainable end-of-life solutions for lithium and lead batteries, led by CEO Nishchay Chadha and CTO Dr. Vipin Tyagi. For more information, visit www.acegreenrecycling.com. SBC Medical Group expects new service offerings, pricing revisions, and other initiatives to accelerate growth. SBC Medical Group Holdings Inc. is making strategic moves to accelerate growth in the cosmetic surgery market in Japan. By offering specialized services at affordable prices, SBC is attracting selective consumers. The company is expanding its aesthetic medicine business, offering advanced treatments and better pricing. SBC is also focusing on orthopedic, infertility, and alopecia treatments. To cater to Chinese consumers, SBC is enhancing its staff and marketing efforts. Additionally, SBC is laying the groundwork for international expansion in the U.S. and Singapore by appointing key advisors and executives. With a focus on growth and adaptation, SBC is poised for success in the evolving cosmetic surgery market.
Most new energy capacity in H1 in the U.S. was renewable. A recent review of data from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission shows that the majority of new energy capacity gained in the U.S. in the first half of the year was from renewables. This shift to renewables highlights the resilience of the sector, with companies like PowerBank Corporation still playing a significant role. Tiny Gems, a specialized communications platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies, aims to provide access to a wide network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions to help companies reach a broad audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public.
David Nevins interviews Beth Rheingold, PhD, President, Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce. Beth Rheingold, PhD, IOM, is the president and CEO of the Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce, expanding its reach to serve all of Baltimore County. She is recognized for her leadership in legislative advocacy and community building. David Nevins, president and CEO of Nevins & Associates, is a seasoned executive with over 30 years of experience in marketing and public relations. Connect with Beth and David on LinkedIn for more information on their work in the business community.
Investor news breaks. A2Z Customate Solutions Corp., AZ, secures rights to monetize smart cart retail media and data at Yokananov. A2Z Customate Solutions Corp., AZ, has secured the rights to monetize all retail media, data, and digital assets generated by its Customate 3.0 smart shopping carts at Yokananov, Israel's top supermarket chain. Each cart can generate over 25,000 impressions per month, with A2Z paying a fixed sum to Yokananov for ads sold on a cost per thousand impressions basis. This agreement opens up new revenue streams through advertising, consumer data analytics, and the development of a smart cart marketplace. A2Z is well positioned to capture value in the rapidly growing global retail media segment and the projected retail data monetization platform market by 2033, which is estimated at $20.3 billion.
Royalty Management Holding Corporation fully redeems all remaining company notes payable. Royalty Management Holding Corporation has fully repaid or converted all remaining notes payable, eliminating all company debts other than vendor payables. The conversion of approximately $150,000 to common stock at current market prices positions the company for strong growth. CEO Thomas Sauve expressed excitement for the company's future prospects and thanked shareholders for their support. Royalty Management Holding Corporation NASDRMCO focuses on acquiring and developing high-value assets to benefit shareholders and communities. The company's forward-looking approach aims to create shareholder value by investing in critical minerals, alternative currencies, and other opportunities. For more information, visit www.royaltymgmtcorp.com.
Centcor, a division of Mitesco Inc., partners with Sportsfolio LLC to launch innovative pickleball properties platform. Centcor, a division of Mitesco Inc., has partnered with Sportsfolio LLC to launch a groundbreaking pickleball properties listing and marketing platform. This platform aims to connect property owners, developers, municipalities, and investors with real estate suitable for pickleball courts and facilities. Operating as a marketing service, the platform offers free and paid listing options, marketing bundles, and referral opportunities. With over 36 million U.S. participants in 2024, the platform is positioned to meet the growing demand for pickleball facilities. This collaboration combines Centcor's secure data center resources with Sportsfolio's sports market expertise to create a central hub for pickleball real estate opportunities.
AI news breaks. Global Tech Corp, OTCK, closes $1.4 million convertible note private placement. Global Tech Corporation, a U.S.-headquartered technology holding company focused on artificial intelligence, big data, and emerging technologies, has closed a private placement of convertible promissory notes for $1.4 million. The notes will convert into common stock at a 15% discount upon a future IPO. Proceeds will support AI-powered solutions, international market expansion, and potential acquisitions. Deeb Capital LLC acted as strategic advisor for the transaction. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided URL.
Platinum Group Metals Limited, PRGN, PTM, seizes opportunities amid rising global platinum jewelry demand. Platinum Group Metals Limited, listed on the NYSE American as PLG and on the TSX as PTM, is seizing opportunities in response to the rising global demand for platinum jewelry. The company is strategically advancing its Waterberg project in South Africa, a significant deposit of platinum, palladium, rhodium, and gold, with forecasts indicating that total platinum supply in 2025 will be the lowest in 5 years. The resurgence in platinum jewelry demand, particularly in China, is revitalizing the market. Platinum Group Metals is well positioned to capitalize on this trend, exploring new technologies to enhance the use of platinum group metals in various applications. Chinese platinum jewelry fabrication saw a 26% increase year-on-year in the first quarter of 2025, driven by platinum's discount relative to gold prices. This trend is expected to continue,
influencing supply dynamics and pricing in the broader platinum market.
An inside look to horse sales prep season. At the legendary 4-6 Ranch in Weatherford, United States, sales prep season is a carefully managed time of year. Horses destined for the annual return to the remuda sale undergo meticulous daily care and training. Sales prep officially begins in mid-June and runs through September, with a focus on halter breaking, gentling, and overall fitness. Dr. Nathan Canaday and Fallon Rand emphasize the importance of good genetics, nutrition, and joint health in preparing horses for sale. The ranch's philosophy prioritizes fitness over fat, with a focus on balanced nutrition and proactive joint care. Buyers are encouraged to prioritize gut health and electrolytes post-sale. Every 4-6's horse carries the legacy of the L brand, symbolizing 150 years of history, quality, and excellence. Hong Kong Watch and Clock Fair, Salon de Time end on a high note. The 44th HKDC Hong Kong Watch and Clock Fair and the 13th Salon de Time ended on a high note, attracting 16,000 buyers with optimism for markets like the Middle East and East Asia. Survey results show promising growth prospects in markets like the Middle East, Taiwan, Korea, Latin America, Australia, and ASEAN countries. Smartwatches are seen as having the most significant growth potential. Over 650 exhibitors from 15 countries and regions participated, showcasing innovative products. The Click2Match AI-driven platform will continue the discussions until September 13th. The fair highlighted Hong Kong's role as a global hub for watches and clocks, with upcoming events like the HKTDC Hong Kong Electronics Fair and Electronic Asia in October.
Herbert Smith Freehills Kramer elevates Dan Berman to managing partner of U.S. real estate. Herbert Smith Freehills Kramer has elevated Dan Berman to managing partner of U.S. real estate. Following the merger in June 2025, Berman is now one of six managing partners overseeing the firm's U.S. operations. With nearly two decades of experience, he is a trusted advisor to investors, developers, and hedge funds. Berman has worked on billion-dollar transactions, won awards for innovative deals, and handled major recapitalizations. He is known for structuring complex redevelopment projects for religious and not-for-profit institutions. Berman looks forward to working with global partners to provide thoughtful counsel to clients. In addition to his client work, he is involved in various industry and community organizations, including the Brown University Real Estate Group and Spark Youth. Padel booms in the U.S. with 51% annual growth, report finds. Misitrano Consulting's new report reveals that Padel is experiencing rapid growth in the U.S., with 688 courts now active in 31 states. The number of clubs is growing by 51.5% year over year, with over 112,000 players nationwide. Hotspots in California, Florida, and Texas lead the way, while the Northeast and Midwest show new growth corridors. The report highlights trends such as the rise of indoor courts, the convergence of padel and pickleball, and the use of tech platforms for booking. With the sport projected to become a significant market, opportunities for real estate development, tech integration, and coaching models are on the horizon. Find the full report at misitranoconsulting.com/US-padel-report.
EchoStar announces spectrum sale and commercial agreement with SpaceX for $17 billion. EchoStar has entered into a definitive agreement with SpaceX to sell the company's AWS-4 and H-Block spectrum licenses for approximately $17 billion, consisting of up to $8.5 billion in cash and up to $8.5 billion in SpaceX stock, valued as of the entry into the definitive agreement. Additionally, the agreement provides for SpaceX to fund approximately $2 billion of cash interest payments payable on EchoStar debt through November of 2027. In connection with the transaction, SpaceX and EchoStar will enter into a long-term commercial agreement, enabling Boost Mobile subscribers to access SpaceX's Starlink direct-to-cell service. This transaction aims to resolve FCC inquiries and will occur after receiving all required regulatory approvals.
Aventis Whole Health announces leadership appointments to accelerate growth and advance integrated care. Aventis Whole Health, a leading provider of primary and behavioral health care services in long-term care facilities, has appointed four seasoned executives to its leadership team. Carrie Trainer joins as Chief Operating Officer, Dan Frischella as Chief Financial Officer, Kristen Medline as Chief Human Resources Officer, and Carrie DeMatteis as Senior Vice President of Analytics. These appointments aim to accelerate growth and expand access to integrated care for medically vulnerable populations. Aventis, serving over 58,000 patients monthly across 7 states, focuses on outcome-centered healthcare services. The company's strategic partnerships and recent acquisitions demonstrate its commitment to providing exceptional service. The new leadership team brings purpose-driven leadership and deep healthcare experience to drive meaningful growth and deliver integrated services to more patients in long-term care facilities.
Cercheros celebrates Queso Day with free queso. Cercheros, known for its bold flavors and southern hospitality, is celebrating National Queso Day on September 20th. Rewards members can enjoy a free regular queso with the purchase of a full-size entree at participating locations. Founder and CEO Luke Christian emphasizes the importance of queso in the Cercheros experience, inviting both new and returning guests to savor this fan favorite. With a variety of customizable options like burritos, bowls, tacos, and salads, Cercheros offers something for everyone. Join the rewards program through the Cercheros app to earn points for future visits. For more information, visit cercheros.com or follow them on social media at Cercheros.
Impact Networking invests in top-tier client experience, hires new Chief Client Strategy Officer Tracy Garcia. Impact Networking LLC has appointed Tracy Garcia as Chief Client Strategy Officer, showcasing their commitment to delivering a top-tier client experience. With over 20 years of expertise, Tracy will focus on retention, service excellence, and aligning operational innovation with customer needs. Her goal is to create a predictable, consistent, and excellent client experience. CEO Mike Lepper believes Tracy's leadership will elevate Impact's client service standards as the company continues to expand. This move is part of Impact's strategy to become the go-to national partner for business management services, setting the standard for customer-first growth.
CEO Kevin Pellegrini, speaker at RIA West Investment Forum on job growth, innovation, and opportunity in the United States. CEO Kevin Pellegrini will be a speaker at the RIA West Investment Forum, focusing on job growth, innovation, and opportunity in the United States. The forum aims to bring together key decision makers in the registered investment advisor community for collaborative discussions and expert-led panels. West Pine 43 LLC, a registered investment advisor, offers asset management and financial planning services to high net worth individuals, families, and institutions. Their commentary reflects personal opinions and should not be considered as advisory services. Investments involve risk, and past performance does not guarantee future results. For more information, visit WPN43.com. This press release may contain forward-looking statements subject to risks and uncertainties.
New resource helps dermatology clinics prepare for 2025 reimbursement cuts. Inga Elzey Billing Companies has released a new resource to help dermatology clinics prepare for the 2025 reimbursement cuts. The guide, authored by industry veteran Inga Elzey, offers practical strategies for clinics to safeguard revenue and maintain financial stability. Drawing on decades of experience, Elzey emphasizes proactive steps clinics can take to minimize the financial impact of policy changes. Inga Elzey Billing Companies continues to provide specialized billing services to dermatology clinics nationwide, known for accuracy, speed, and the ability to recover lost revenue. To learn more about Inga Elzey Billing Companies, visit their website.
FleetNow partners with Approve to make equipment financing simple and flexible. FleetNow, a leading online marketplace for construction equipment, has partnered with Approve, a financing platform, to simplify and streamline equipment loans for business buyers. With Approve, FleetNow customers can access financing options quickly, eliminating barriers to investing in essential equipment. Buyers complete a single application and are connected to financing offers from trusted lenders within seconds. The process is 100% digital, with a dedicated finance coordinator guiding customers from application to funding. Customers can finance a variety of equipment, including boom lifts, scissor lifts, telehandlers, and excavators, with flexible terms suitable for small and mid-sized businesses. This partnership aims to make financing faster and easier for customers, ensuring they can invest in the equipment they need with confidence. 10th Anniversary Center Stage concludes successfully. The 10th anniversary of Center Stage has concluded successfully, with a record number of exhibitor countries and regions attracting over 10,000 global buyers. The fair featured more than 260 brands from 25 countries and regions, making it the largest ever event. Internationally acclaimed couturier Guo Pei and fashion legend Professor Jimmy Choo OBE hosted talks, with Guo Pei staging a solo couture show. Survey findings show that over 55% of respondents expect sales to increase in the next 12 to 24 months. The event also highlighted rising demand from emerging markets and the growth potential of fashion accessories. Center Stage, organized by the HKTDC, drew to a successful close, showcasing a wide range of globally renowned design brands and strengthening Hong Kong's role as Asia's fashion hub.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.